Sandpoint residents experienced a rude awakening this morning when a pair of moderate earthquakes hit about 30 miles from the community. The first quake had a magnitude of 5.8 and it hit just after 6 o'clock. The second one was even more powerful, with a magnitude of 5.9, and it struck at 9. No tsunami warning was issued. According to seismologist Natasha Rupert at the Alaska Earthquake Information Center, no one was hurt and there were no reports of major damage.
There are some reports of objects falling off the shelves, some objects kind of moving, shifting, but not the heavy appliances or heavy furniture objects.
She adds that it's unusual for two earthquakes of similar magnitudes to happen one after another in the exact same location, an event seismologists call a doublet. Laura Clark works at the clinic in Sandpoint, and she says she felt the first earthquake this morning.
It was better than a cup of coffee to jolt me awake or to get my adrenaline running.
Before the quake hit, she heard a rumbling that lasted about 20 seconds. Then, her apartment started shaking.
I could hear my tin things rattling on the wall, and then just the final boom, the explosion type thing, and things started to settle down, but I could feel our apartment sway.
In February, Sandpoint residents also felt another 5.9 magnitude earthquake. The Alaska Peninsula generally experiences a lot of small earthquakes, and Rupert says that the area has seen a little more activity than usual. But it's not possible to predict whether there are any larger quakes in store for the region.
It's hard to say if there is more coming or not. The earthquakes in Aleutians, there are earthquakes all the time. Most of them are small, but this is the rule. For each large earthquake, you have hundreds, thousands of smaller ones.
A 5.3 and a 5.4 magnitude earthquake also hit the Andrianoff Islands in the past 24 hours. However, those occurred far from any population centers and were not felt. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.